Poetry seeps into our lives in more ways than we realize. Tacoma Poet Laureate Lydia K. Valentine was in the car with her brother, listening to rap music, when she realized the song was following the style of a centuries-old poetic form, the Persian Ghazal. Valentine says she was in awe of the way this style from so far away and so long ago was reflected in modern music. Connecting to the past seems to be a thread for Valentine, who began writing poetry in middle school when her English teacher assigned the class Invictus by William Ernest Henley.
I loved that this poem that was written in the 1800s by a white man spoke to me, and it used symbolism and imagery in a way to say more than what was on the page.
For Valentine, poetry can be an escape and a way of interpreting meaning.
I write to get a grasp on things, to get a handle on things.
In a recording she provided of Light Trail Poem Part 1, New Year's Eve 2021, Valentine, a black woman, says she wrote this poem thinking about how easily folks sweep the recent past under the rug.
These 4 years are not the foundation of our country's faults. Blood-washed sediment began to settle on these shores over 400 years ago, and even more has piled on and piled on and piled on every new year, every new day since. Truckloads and handfuls of malice, sly verbal microbullets at best, state-sanctioned viral murders at worst, are dumped and thrown like ground glass powder cast into the air.
When she hasn't written for a long period of time, she says there's a physical feeling for her need to write, an antsiness that can only be overcome by putting words down. Recently, Valentine has been collecting work from folks living in Tacoma's sister city, Brovary, Ukraine, to share on her website.
Poetry is the place where you can get a lot of light in the darkness.
I'm Lauren Gallup.